Yo, what's good, Struggles? It's your boy, Luke P. Sanders, and I'm back with a brand new episode of Struggle Secrets. So last week was the season 6 premiere of Struggle Secrets, and today we are back. So now we are full-fledged into this season, and I'm really excited to talk about this topic. This episode title is Shooters versus Oozers. So, I mean, when I say Shooters versus Oozers, if you already don't know, so, you know, Shooters versus Oozers is when a man has an orgasm. So, the way he has an orgasm and how he ejaculates. So, you know, are you an oozer to where it just kind of comes out and it's just going down your penis and, you know, it doesn't really go anywhere? Or are you a shooter where it either goes, you know, on your stomach, on your chest, in your hair, or wherever, on your leg? You know, some, I don't know how guys do that, but I guess I can't really say that because I guess you kind of would know anyway, but because what I'm going to tell you where I've shot, I shoot towards myself. So the furthest I've shot, you know, of course I've shot my stomach, but my chest, my face, as of recently, as I'm taping this episode a lot, which I didn't used to do. It's been different through the years, but my face recently, my hair recently, which I've done that before too. I've done my face too, but it's never been like 2 days in a row, which is crazy. And then I said my hair, and then the wall a couple times, well, a few times, and then my arms a lot, like in the past couple of years. So I don't know how I'm shooting towards myself and to the left. I don't know how that works. But yeah, it just goes everywhere, honestly. And that's not me bragging, but who enjoys the cleanup part of it, you know what I mean? But I do enjoy the feeling of it because it does feel good. The orgasm is powerful and it does feel good. But I feel like for me, the reason why I've gotten to that point is because I'm not a quick comer. I mean, I could be, and there's been times where I have, but even when I was younger, I would do research on how to have a better orgasm because I didn't have anybody to talk to about that kind of stuff. And they always say, you know, pretty much like edge and just hold it in as long as possible. And to really get control of your orgasm and not just let it feel good and just come out because you can't hold it. You feel like you can't hold it anymore. Now, if somebody's pleasuring you, yeah, that's kind of don't really have control over that. But as far as you pleasuring yourself, you pretty much tell yourself when you want to. And of course, during that, you do have moments like, okay, just forget it. Just feels good. And just, you know what I mean? But more times than not, I don't have those moments. Even if I do feel it about to come, I'll stop or I'll, you know what I mean? So I have a better orgasm, you know, so the longer I hold it, the better it is. But sometimes I'm just like, screw it. You know, this video is looking really good. I'm feeling really good. And you know, it just is what it is. But I don't know if it was starting. I don't remember being a shooter at first. But I also, I don't really remember what I was, an oozer or a shooter, to be honest with you. I just know it felt good because it was new. But, I don't know. I do know a few years after I started, I do remember shooting on a wall. But it's all a mental game for me. You know what I mean? I have to be turned on mentally. So whatever I'm seeing on my phone, I have to turn on by that. Or if I'm thinking about somebody, that'll definitely do it. Especially if I have a crush on them and I'm starting to develop feelings, that'll definitely do it. Or even if, what I've noticed too, even if I'm seeing somebody in a video and I imagine what they're doing to that person to me or anything else, that person or what I'm doing to them or what they're doing to me. So it's just really mental, honestly. So I don't know. I don't really know what else to tell you to become a shooter. I guess just reaching the highest level of pleasure, honestly. And here's the thing. Like these times that I've just came on my face, like in hair, which was like just a few days ago, I wasn't lubricated at all. You know, I wasn't. Yeah, and I'm like, dang, if I was lube, could I really be, you know what I mean? So, but for me, I'm just like, it's all about finding the right lubrication, and then that's even more of a mess to clean up. So I'm just like, okay, But yeah, are you an oozer? Are you a shooter or an oozer? You know what I mean? I would like to be with somebody who's a shooter because I do think it is hot. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to be like, oh, he's an oozer. As long as he's having a good time and he feels great and it feels good, then, you know, that's all that really matters. But yeah, that's my take on how to be a shooter and my experience as being a shooter. So make sure you come back next week, next Friday. I don't know why I was about to say Thursday. This show's, oh, because it did air on Thursday, the first season. I was about to say, why am I saying Thursday? But make sure you come back next Friday for a brand new episode of Struggle Secrets. Follow Struggle Secrets at Struggle Secrets on social media. And come back because we in this thing this entire winter, every Friday at 12:11 Central. Stay safe and stroke often.